Afternoon. Haven't done one of these audio boo things for a while, so I thought I'd give it a crack again. I'm doing a talk tonight in Dudley, in the West Midlands, in the Black Country. Fantastic place, Dudley. Great castle. You've also got Merry Hill, not far away. Spent too many days as a teenager there, but anyway, that's that. And what I'm going to talk on is Barack Obama. And the issue of race and how we can turn around political culture and how countries can face a very divisive politics and move on. And this seems strangely relevant in the UK context. As you know, I'm standing as a Labour candidate in the European parliamentary elections in the West Midlands. And we're confronting the issue of the BNP, as you will have seen on the blog. It's something which I'm very concerned about, as are a whole host of people, because they do have a real shot at winning a seat in Strasbourg in these European elections, and that would be an absolute disaster. They are peddlers of hatred and division, and they would have the resources and the platform to do that should they win a seat on June the 4th. And it seems to me there is an irony here. In America, which has for 40 years, and in fact, for the whole of its history, been characterized by very divisive racial politics, it seems to have moved on. It seems to have confronted that to a certain extent. I'm not saying it's all resolved. America now is a land of pure freedom and equality and no division and no hatred and no inequality of opportunity or outcome for people of different ethnicities, different races. But it seems to have moved on from where it was. And at the same time, in the UK, we're in a very difficult economic situation and now a very difficult political situation as well. And there's no doubt that we feel collectively that we've been let down by the revelations over the last few weeks about parliamentary expenses. There's just no getting away from that. But wouldn't it be a tragedy if, just as America is confronting its demons, confronting its past, and hopefully moving on, I believe it is now moving on, we succumb to that very sort of vile form of callous politics that picks on particular groups and uses them as scapegoats for the struggles that we have on an everyday basis. And actually, I think this is partly what these European elections are about. The Labour Party itself can't just appeal to people in a negative way to vote against a BNP. That's not what it's about. I mean, I believe the Labour Party is actually doing a very good job in the European Parliament on the environment, on law and order, on social equality, on jobs and investment. And, I'm not ashamed to say that. But at the same time, we have to caution people against allowing anger and frustration, understandable anger and frustration, to spill over into either apathy or support for this sort of obnoxious extremist politics that is characterised by the well-suited yet totally obnoxious BNP. So that's what I'm going to be talking about tonight, looking at the American experience and positive experience over the last sort of year or so. And looking at the experience we're having in the UK at the moment, and I'll be crying out for leadership and trust and conviction to get us beyond this and not allow a situation where we allow people to be represented who are going to prey on particular groups of people, particular communities, just because of their racial or ethnic background or their sexuality or whatever it may be. We've got to stand full square against that, and that's what I'll be talking about.